Case number 223-430.
How many cases do you have?
Not so.
This is seven and eight, do not.
You're on here.
Morning.
Please state your name for the record, the agency you represent.
My name's Chris Soucy. I'm the police chief for the Winchester Police Department.
Thank you. Good morning, sir. You don't have to say your name. Okay. All right, so if you'd like, you can make a brief opening statement.
Introduction is already done. I became chief in April of 2023, so my knowledge of this case is through the previous application, and which occurred back in 2022.
So you're basically standing on the record that we received in the appellate.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. So you can make a brief opening statement if you'd like, a few sentences to what you're going to tell us.
Other than I'm a citizen of Winstead, Connecticut for over 20 years.
Yes.
I'm clean and sober for over 35 years, and well, I'm just here to present my case.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you may proceed.
As far as the reason for the denial, Chief Fitzgerald at the time, back in December of 2022, notified the appellant that he was being denied for a misdemeanor handgun disqualifier, and that was the reason for the denial.
Is that still true? A misdemeanor handgun disqualifier?
Based on the criminal history, right on the criminal history, it indicated a misdemeanor handgun disqualifier.
Yeah, but based on the law now, it's changed probably since.
That is my understanding, yes.
So do you agree it's not a disqualifier anymore, at least automatic disqualifier?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it is not.
Correct.
That's right, from 1987.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
Chief, do you still find him unsuitable based on?
Well, again, I really can't comment on that. Based on the previous application, I didn't review it. 2 years has passed since the initial application, so.
You're sitting here looking at it just like we are. We don't know him either.
Yeah.
So someone's got to make a decision. That's what I'm saying. If you think.
Well, like I said, there's 2 years has passed, so like I wouldn't want to make a recommendation without having the knowledge. Is there a possibility for a reapplication? And we'll take a look at the entire.
We're here today on his previous application, so we'll make a decision whether we find him suitable. Just wondering, but based on your review of his record, history in town.
Well, there was a quite lengthy criminal history, drug offense. Like I said in the initial survey, let me pull it up.
The
survey we responded to, I made notes on there.
Yeah, it looks like the last incident was a disorderly conduct at the Muir Town in April of 05. That's what I have.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. 20 years ago.
Again, I'm not, the 2 years that has passed, I have no knowledge as what has occurred, if there was any disqualifiers within that period of time, whether there's been any criminal offenses or activity or involvement with our town or other towns.
Let me ask you then, so if you have someone with some misdemeanor offenses, the most recent one being 20 years ago, and no other incidents since then, and has lived in the town all this time, what's your feeling about granting someone a permit under those circumstances?
But again, if they met all the qualifications, there was no automatic disqualifiers, and there was no recent drug or criminal activity, I would grant it.
Thank you. Any questions by the board?
The only question I have, I couldn't really figure out, he had a lot of DUI convictions back then. Does he have two within the last 10 years since 1990?
The ones I looked at, Chief, all seemed to be out of state. I didn't see any Connecticut DWI.
It was just extensive, that's why.
Yeah, that's right.
It's out of state.
Yeah, I didn't see any Connecticut, honestly.
I'm just saying, there's a two-year period of time where I have no knowledge. So I don't really feel comfortable like saying I want to grant yes or no, because I don't have that information, neither do you.
Did you check them since before coming today?
I think in-house, yeah.
NCIC, collect?
Yeah, but I, to be honest with you, I don't know what the results of that were. There might have been some contacts, I don't know.
Yeah, but nor do we. So it's up to you to either tell us yes or no.
Well, can the appellant answer those questions?
Sure. Yeah, we can ask him. We can definitely answer.
So if you want to call him as a witness, you can.
Yeah. Again, sir, like, this is the first time we met. I wasn't chief when you applied originally. And I know you said you're clean and sober now. The concerns you heard expressed was the previous criminal activity. There's no domestic, are there any domestic violence incidents, arrests, contacts with Winchester PD in the past 2 years?
You have to say it, not just shake your head. So
I'm sorry, Chief, for just shaking my head. No, Chief, I haven't had any incidents in town since 05. I managed to straighten my life out with the help of the program. I found God. I wrote a letter to the board, and that is actually my only defense, that I turned my life around. And I'd like to get involved with shooting competitively. I'm pretty good. The thing that holds me back is transporting firearms to and from any location that would be, you know, where a match might be held. I got grandchildren now. I got family now. We're a cohesive unit. I haven't been pinched for anything in over 20 years.
Any other questions?
None.
It's a little out of order, but do you have any questions for the chief?
I don't have any questions for you, sir, but I'd like to add to my statement a little. Before you came into town as chief, I worked directly with Chief Fitzgerald to eradicate some drug peddlers on my street. And, well, I felt I'm on the good guy side, and that's when I sobered up, that's what I changed my life to, was the good guy side.
Any questions by the board, the appellant?
I'll go ahead. Do you work now?
I'm sorry, sir.
Are you working now?
I work part-time. I'm active. I do remodeling work. In town, out of town.
For yourself, or do you work for someone?
It's to supplement my Social Security.
When did you retire?
About 2 years ago.
And what did you do before that?
Remodeling contractor, remodeling carpenter, jack of all trades, kind of.
Yep. Did you have a business?
I had a business, but they were not... I never pushed him into a professional stage. I used my business as that's his money to live.
That's what we all do. What's your living situation like now?
I live with my girlfriend of 25 years. We live at 30 Rock Street in Winsted, Connecticut, where she has been for 20 and I have been for 15. We're both retired. I have hobbies. I like motorized things, so I have hobbies at home. I do work around the house.
Any children? Any children in the house?
I'm sorry.
Any children in the house?
No children in the house, but we are close to our granddaughter, who is 16 now, who has also been taught firearm safety. So, but she's the only one that visits.
When was the last time you had any alcohol at all?
Even a second? Oh, my God. 1989.
Okay. When was the last time you had any cocaine?
1988. Well, excuse me. I was arrested at one point. I did have cocaine in my pocket. I forgot about that incident.
When was that?
That would be the rifle in a truck in Simsbury, Connecticut in approximately 1986, approximately 2 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. And how about other drugs?
No,
marijuana?
No, sir.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Never did any marijuana?
Oh, of course.
Back then?
Yeah, of course.
I was. So. When was the last time you had any marijuana?
I gotta say about 6 months ago, I smoked some to help put me to sleep, and I'm not a regular user, but it does have its medicinal purposes for me. It helps me sleep.
So when you say 6 months ago, we're at January of 2025. Was it better shot than 6 months ago?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
We're January, you said 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Could it have been 5 months ago, 4 months ago?
No, it was during the summer.
During the summer, yeah. July or August?
Yeah.
So it was 5 or 6 months ago. How often do you do that? Because you said it helps you sleep.
Oh, when as needed. As needed. I work all day, generally. So when 9:30 comes, I'm ready to sack out, and usually that's what happens. When I find myself up 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I try tossing and turning. Then I'll take that medication, and within 15 minutes, I'm out.
Yeah, no, I'm not disputing that it works. I'm just saying it sounds like you use it more than last July. It sounds like you're using it more recently and more regularly.
I don't, it could appear that way.
Well, is it or isn't it? That's what it appears to be.
To me, no, it's not.
So the last time was July or August.
Yeah.
When you had trouble sleeping. Have you had any alcohol or drug treatment?
Other than Alcoholics Anonymous, no, but I absorbed as much from that program as, well, I was there to change, so I grabbed everything I could. Yeah.
Inpatient treatment somewhere?
I'm sorry?
Inpatient treatment, have you had any of that?
No.
Ever been committed to a institution for alcohol or drugs or anything else?
No. Many, many years ago, it was more of a, did not have a grip on my emotions. I'm going to say back in 1977 to 78, in that era, yes, I was prescribed a visit in a psychiatric institute. I don't know how else to put it these days. But once again, that was in 1978. Girlfriend problems, drug and alcohol problems, yes, but not and then again, to be honest with the panel, I don't know exactly why they prescribed me, but I was going through alcohol, emotional, and those things.
How long were you a patient?
The program was a 90-day program.
Okay, I don't know if the doc will want to follow up on that or not. Are you aware that you can't be a user of marijuana and have
yes.
a pistol permit?
Yes, I am.
But you are. You're.
Oh, okay. I hope that doesn't disqualify me.
Depends.
Yeah, under federal law, on the form, when you probably remember when you buy a gun, it says, are you a habitual user of a prohibited substance? And under federal law, marijuana still qualifies.
I understand.
So if you think you're a habitual user of it, then we're out of luck.
I don't think I'm not a habitual user, because I could tell the difference between when I was and where I am today. So.
Yeah, the definition of what is a regular user of it is out there. Some look at it as a year. And, you know, you said July or August, but your testimony is more like when you have trouble sleeping, so it seems like it's more than that. Maybe not. I mean, I have no reason to disbelieve you, but that's my concern right now. I don't want to make you a felon. If you're a regular user of marijuana and you go and buy a gun, that would be illegal.
Any other questions by the board? Okay, you can make a brief closing statement if you'd like.
Once again, to the panel, thanks for being here for me today. And I have managed, by the grace of God, to turn my life around. My arrest record is about the only thing I have to back that up. So it's in your hands. It's God's hands and your hands. And with that, thank you very much.
Chief, do you have a closing statement to make?
No.
Chief, can I just ask you, you've had the advantage now of hearing, you know, his history, you know, what he said about his history and drug use and alcohol treatment and all those things. Do you have any, is your opinion still he's unsuitable, or how do you think about it?
I probably have the same concerns as in hearing his testimony about his marijuana use, same concerns you do. There's no I'm concerned about that missing two-year period of time with no VATS checks and things like that. And I know he's under oath and said he hasn't been arrested in context, but a little uncomfortable making any kind of decision without having that knowledge right now.
Yeah, nothing to prevent you from doing it again before you come here, too. Okay, thank you.
Any closing comments by the board? Okay, we will go to a vote then. Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
And I vote for the appellant. So unanimously for the appellant. Work with the chief and you'll get your permit.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. All right, you got it.